This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. I hope the live streaming is back up and running this week. It's not? You sure? I think Robin said she's got me on streaming, so we are testing, that's for sure. Let's see what the emails have to say, if people are able to hear us this week. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is the phone number. If you're catching us on streaming, through the internet, give us a call here and let us know that it's working or not working. I got one text again from Robin, who wanted to be here today, but she and I have been driving hundreds and hundreds of miles every day delivering the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, which came out on Wednesday. So it's been a lot of miles and a lot of stops. So she's taking a day off today, and I know there's some family event that's coming this afternoon, so, you know, I'll get back there and we'll do that. Anyway, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and we're here to talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Keith Lockwood will be here from Maryland's Fishery Service, Maryland Fishing and Boating Service, I think it's called now, Maryland Department of Natural Resources. He'll be here to talk about some what's going on the fishing front across the state. Keith is the one that writes the fishing report every week, and he's been on here before. Great guy, and we'll be glad to talk to Keith coming up in the second hour. So, anyway, Charles Caddy Man, arrested for firing on anglers. Yes. Anglers on the Middletown branch complained that a man fired on them. He was arrested on criminal assault charges. Told the Maryland Natural Resources Police they were bow fishing at about 10:30 p.m. on May 13th when a man began yelling obscenities at them and shining a light on them. They then heard what they thought was a gunshot and heard a splash near their boat. The investigation led officers and the Charles County Sheriff's Office to Ronald L. Manning, 58-year-old man of Newburgh. Manning told officers he did not want the anglers near the property, and he went on the pier carrying a flare gun and air rifle. He said he fired the flare gun into the water. Manning was charged with three counts each of first-degree assault, second-degree assault, and reckless endangerment, and one count of disorderly conduct. Case has been turned over to the Charles County State's Attorney Office for review. A flare gun. You know, a flare gun can hurt you. Flare gun has materials that get very hot very quickly and cause the, I'm not sure what the chemical makeup is of a flare shell, but the shell casing is a 12-gauge shotgun shell. Whatever that is fired, ignited, and is propelled from a little short-barreled flare gun, that can do some damage. It can hurt property. It can hurt you. I'm sure it could severely burn you. However, a homeless man in California, he took this whole thing to a whole new level. Now, let me back up. I had a buddy years ago, and maybe some of you remember him. His name was Joel. And Joel and his brother-in-law owned a business in Westminster, and then they moved to Finksburg. It was called Boats and Trailers. Joel sold boating supplies and boats and trailers and motors and things like that. Had a guy walk in there one day, and he said, "I'd like to see those flare guns out of the case." So Joel handed him a flare gun, and he picked one up and held it like a handgun and started pointing it in the air and pointing at different objects, you know, like he was some type of marksman, law enforcement officer. Something in his head was telling him that he could handle this flare gun. Joel noticed that the behavior was a little bit aberrant. He said to the guy, you know, you need a permit for that. I said, oh, you do? Oh, sorry. Here you go. Gave it back. Thank goodness. Anyway, California man. California cops have arrested a man in connection with a crime. And his crime was shooting a flare gun. Found a man who had been struck in the hand after being shot by a flare gun. However, this innovative homeless guy, rather than cause serious damage to the victims, caused serial damage. Actually, you could call him a serial shooter. He took out the flare material in the shotgun shell, left the propellant, left the ignition system in there, but reloaded those shells with Rice Krispies. This is from KRCR-TV. They found a man who'd been struck in the hand with a shotgun shell filled with Rice Krispies. The weapon turned out to be a flare gun. They were told the assailant was Timothy Glass Jr., 29, of Eureka, and he had fled the scene on a bicycle. The victim was taken to the hospital shortly after detectives said they detained Mr. Glass at a homeless encampment. Glass resisted apprehension, causing minor injury to a detective. Police said in a press release they contacted the victim, who positively identified Glass as the shooter. The victim said he didn't want to press charges. Glass was arrested, nevertheless, and booked into the Humboldt County Corrections Facility. He was charged with resisting arrest and a probation violation. Based on the investigation, it appears Glass fired a flare gun loaded with a shotgun shell filled with Rice Krispies. Calvert County man was charged with hunting violations after officers saw posts and photos on social media that indicated illegal activity. Thomas James Walker, 32, of Prince Frederick. We were there yesterday. We were there on Jerry of Jerry's Seafood on his birthday. Didn't get to see Jerry. He was out on his birthday, but we had a wonderful meal at a seafood restaurant in Prince Frederick. He was charged with exceeding the wild turkey bag limit and failing to check his kills. Acting on tips, officers learned that Mr. Walker had killed a turkey April 18th, the opening day of spring season, in Cedarville State Forest in Charles County. He did not check in that turkey. Then on April 21st, Walker posted about killing a second turkey at Cedarville. He checked that turkey in May 3rd, long after the legal time frame, state records showed. And then on May 20th, Mr. Walker posted that he killed a turkey, but state records did not indicate that it was checked in. He told officers it was killed on private property in Calvert County. The beard and the spurs were seized by officers. Walker also received 6 written warnings, 2 for failing to complete his big game harvest record, 2 for failing to complete confirmation number on his big game harvest record, 1 for failing to report a harvest within 24 hours, and 1 for failing to report a harvest. He apparently wasn't charged with exceeding the bag limit. Don't know why, but he's scheduled to appear in Calvert County District Court on August 14th. Paul in Ferndale, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
What's up?
I was calling in, when I was in the Navy, I believe our flare guns that we used burned between 1,500 and 1,800 degrees.
Not surprised.
And they used like a phosphorus and magnesium mixture.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And I think they burned for like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
So they could really hurt somebody.
Oh, yeah. Yep, you're exactly right. They sure could.
Yeah.
Phosphorus and magnesium, not a good thing. Now, you were in the Navy. Some of our Vietnam vets can help us here. Didn't they use phosphorus grenades?
I believe they did.
In Vietnam? I'm pretty sure they did. Kind of like, start a fire, clear the brush, that type of thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, got it.
Magnesium burns really hot, and once it lights, it's hard to put out.
I think same deal with phosphorus, so, yeah, exactly.
That's what the brakes on the airplanes were made out of, magnesium.
Really?
Yeah, and when they had a brake fire, they just would push those planes right off the carrier.
Really?
Because they couldn't put it out.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, no good. All right, buddy, appreciate it.
Yep, I'll talk to you later, Alan.
Okay, thanks, man. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. How about that? There you go. Yeah, man, phosphorus. Yeah, there was a minister who, I can't remember his name now. I'm going to try and look it up. We heard him in person. Guy was on a boat in Vietnam, and he was the guy that invented the double... Maybe he was. I can't remember. Anyway, he had two guns, and they were on patrol in one of the rivers in Mekong Delta, and they had thought they'd seen some enemy activity. And somebody can help me with this story. Some of you have heard this story. Did I get it? I got it. Okay, that big sneeze came out there a minute ago. Anyway, caught some enemy activity or something, and they turned the boat around. They were scanning the area and, getting ready to clear the area with some guns. And he had a phosphorus grenade in his hand and had drawn back to throw it. And a sniper from across the river shot through the back of his hand. And the grenade blew up and hit him in the face and the body. And he went overboard. And he was at the bottom of this muck-filled river, and the boat backed over him. And, the point was that he said to God, I got a wife at home. Whatever happens, you get me out of this. And some promises were made. The boat came off of him. He popped to the surface. It was still on fire. Got him on deck, couldn't put him out, and got him back to wherever. They went to load him on the helicopter and put him on the stretcher. He burned through the stretcher. So the guy was in severe jeopardy and very badly scarred, but, came back and had a great testimony. I can't place the guy's name, but heard him in person. But great testimony about his survival and everything else. Anyway, our number here is 410-922-6680, and we'll be glad to take your calls here. I'll keep this up. I'll keep talking about stuff here. A Prince George's County man was charged last Thursday with illegal fishing by officers patrolling Fishing Creek Bridge. We've heard that on the air here before, haven't we, in Dorchester County? Yes, 34-year-old man from Hyattsville was stopped as he left the area shortly before midnight. He found 19 undersized striped bass in his vehicle. He received citations for fishing without a license, keeping undersized striped bass, and keeping fish above the creel limit. Going to be appearing in Dorchester County District Court September 20th. He could be found guilty for as much as $4,000. Fined as much as $4,000. Guadalupe Zayea Garcia, 34, of Hyattsville. Officers on surveillance at the Kent Narrows Pier in Queen Anne's County. Nice place. Charged a Prince George's County man with taking striped bass from a prohibited area. Jorge Luis Lazarte Barrientos, 29, of Hyattsville. Amazing. Another guy from Hyattsville. He was cited for keeping 7 fish and hiding them in his vehicle's truck. He's scheduled to appear in Queen Anne's District Court on August 3rd. If found guilty, he could be fined as much as $1,000. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. No, we're not going to do that today. Thank you, though. Well, let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They got a big stack of crab magazines. Marilyn loves crabs the other day. So hopefully you'll get in there and pick one up. They have everything you need for crabbing, but what they really have right now and what they've asked me to talk about is 308 ammo. 308 ammo, $10 a box, 20 rounds. It's all sealed primer. You know how they seal the primers on the military stuff. They have hardball ammo, and they have 150-grain soft point. So for those of you who shoot a 308 and want to go out and, you know, sight your gun in, or just, you know, some of the modern sporting rifles shoot 308s, you go out and practice all you want, that's 50 cents a shot. That's cheap stuff. That's very, 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 very cheap stuff. So, but it's good. I mean, it's got the sealed primer. They're happy with it. You know, it doesn't have a big splashy logo on the box or anything like that. But if you want a bunch of bullets for your 308, Clyde's is the place to go. That phone number of 242-6108, 24-hour fishing hotline at Clyde's, is 247-3474. Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multi-purpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947, or visit AssociatedGunClubs.org. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Filling coolers, loading up a weather beam mag. Marty Robbins turned up. Hey boys, I'm getting nervous. My knees are getting weak. I can almost see them coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a pimp son. Big bulls, big bucks.
Big bulls and big bucks. Yes, I'll tell you what. Interesting stuff. On the fishing front, there's new information on how to keep fish alive in your live well. and it's called Black Bass Observations from the Field, written by Dr. Joe Love, the title Bass Program Manager. And he outlines the problem. Anglers spend a lot of money and time keeping largemouth bass alive. This is true whether an angler is fishing in a tournament, chartering a guide, or just spending time on the water. An angler may quickly release a fish after it's caught or put it in a live well for a while. Live wells differ in size, 15 to 40 gallons, and offer a small compartment to hold fish in water. Following a three-year project that builds upon decades of research to keep bass alive, Dr. Hal Schramm and his graduate student Kevin Koretz have recently collaborated with Maryland Department of Natural Resources to draft new recommendations. And we'll get to that in just a minute. We've got our friend Dan in Belcamp. I believe you're on the highway, aren't you, Dan?
Well, I'm sitting out in front of the Cracker Barrel in Belcamp.
I know right where that is. How you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Good, man. Good. Good to hear from you. Thanks for the email this week. Tell our listeners what that's all about.
Well, I've been listening to your show most Saturdays for a couple of years now. Myself and some buddies get together every Saturday morning and have breakfast at this restaurant. And so I know all about Fran, and was always really enjoyed her her enthusiasm and her common sense. But anyway, the other day I heard you talking about her hunting trip.
Yeah, she's going to Indiana.
Right. And it just so happens a very good friend of mine, my plebeian roommate, gave me a crossbow 2 years ago that he bought, shot a couple of times, decided he wasn't a bow hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to donate it to Fran for her hunting trip.
So, Dan, you've got a nearly new crossbow that you're just going to donate to Fran to take on her trip to Indiana.
Well, it's just been sitting in my basement collecting dust. I've got my own crossbow.
Sure.
That I've had for quite a while and been very successful with, so... no sense in me hoarding stuff I'm not using.
Works for me. Dan, I'll tell you what, that is the most generous offer, and we appreciate that. I will get together with you. We'll coordinate you and I getting together sometime here in the next few weeks. We'll get that crossbow. We'll get it. We'll either send it back to the factory or to an authorized dealer. We'll have everything gone over to make sure everything is in beautiful order, new string, new cables, whatever it needs. And we will make sure that Fran goes to Indiana with a first-class crossbow, that's for sure.
Well, that's great. And it comes with a scope, a crank cocking mechanism, arrow holder. I think I got some arrows.
Well, whatever, buddy. We greatly appreciate that, and we will... Hold on. Here's Chuck on the other line. Let's put Chuck up together with you. Hold on a minute, Dan. Good morning, Chuck. Did you just hear that?
Yeah, just caught the end of it there.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yep. This is Chuck with the Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America, and this is our buddy Dan, and Dan has just donated a crossbow for Fran to use on her hunt.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Thank you so much.
Well, you're quite welcome. I'm just happy to see it put to use. And the friend of mine who I got it from has been my friend for 50 years. We went to West Point together, Vietnam together, and he's been my hunting partner for a long time. He's recently deceased, and I'm sure he's sitting out there somewhere smiling that his crossbow is going to get put to good use.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
definitely great.
Well, guess who just is weighing in? Can we do a three-way on that? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Everybody's gone except Dan, right?
I'm still here.
Well, everybody else is gone. Chuck and Fran, call back, please. Sorry about that. So, Ah, well, it happens. You there, Fran?
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. This is Dan.
And good morning.
Oh, hi, Dan, and all the guys that have breakfast with you on Saturday morning. That is so nice. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'll tell you. You know, I have fantasies and wishes, and everything I want is expensive for me. And trying to get money together to buy my own things, you know, and plumbing keeps going up. For 3 months, we've had to call a plumber for different things. And I thought, oh, my goodness. And for this whole trip, and for you guys to have mercy on me and give me a crossbow, oh, you don't know. Because I've got this room, and I have this beautiful crossbow in case. And I thought, I have no crossbow. When am I going to be able to get the money together for the crossbow? And you guys call up. You don't know what this means to me. On a limited budget.
Like I said before, I was sitting in my basement collecting dust. So I'm glad to see it being put to good use.
I think Chuck's back with us now. So
yep, I'm back.
There you go. Good. Well, Dan, listen, I appreciate you calling in. Like I said, we'll get together with you, and we'll make sure that that crossbow is in perfect condition for Fran to take to Indiana. And I know Chuck's and the PCBA is grateful for that. So, guys, we appreciate everybody weighing in here this morning. And, Dan, I'll be in touch with you.
Very good.
Thank you, sir.
I'm looking forward to handing it over to you.
All right. You got it, buddy. Thank you very much.
So long.
So long. See you, Chuck.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. See you, Fran.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There they all go. All right, how about that? So Father O'Malley rose from his bed one morning. It was a fine spring day in his new West Texas mission parish. He walked to the window of his bedroom to get a deep breath of the beautiful day outside. He then noticed there was a jackass lying dead in the middle of his front lawn. He promptly called the local police station. And the conversation went like this. Good morning, this is Sergeant Jones. How may I help you? And the best of the day to yourself. This is Father O'Malley at St. Anne's Catholic Church. There's a jackass lying dead in me front lawn. Would you be so kind as to send a couple of your lads over to take care of the matter? Sergeant Jones, of course, considering that he himself was one of quick wit, in recognizing the foreign accent, thought he'd have a little fun with the good father. He replied, "Well, now, Father, it was always my impression that you people took care of the last rites." There was a dead silence on the phone for a long time. Father O'Malley then replied, "Aye, 'tis certainly true, but we're also obliged to notify the next of kin first, which is the reason for me call." I thought it was funny. John in Bel Air, good morning. How are you?
Hi. I just wanted to make a donation to Fran for air conditioning. I heard about the plumbing.
Yeah.
But I'd like to donate air conditioning service to Fran on behalf of Vietnam Dan and Bell Camp.
On behalf of Vietnam Dan and Bell Camp.
Yeah.
Let's get your number.
410?
Nope.
Okay.
Not on the air. I appreciate that. Is that your business?
Yes.
What's the name of your business?
Norwood Heating and Air Conditioning.
Norwood Heating and Air Conditioning.
Have that detected.
All right. Norwood Heating and Air Conditioning. This is John. Are you the owner?
Yes, I am.
John, thank you. That is a very generous offer to Fran.
Thank you. Thank Dan.
Yeah, well, Dan's a good man, too. Dan is a great man. Yeah, I mean, look, when the hunting community comes together for a purpose, it has never ceased to amaze me how many good people step up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's, when we leave here, when I put you, I'll say goodbye to you then.
Yeah.
We'll get Chris, our producer, to pick up the phone, and he'll get your phone number, and we'll make that connection. How's that?
That's excellent. And just one footnote.
Yes, sir.
By no means do I consider myself a good man, but I do consider Dan a good man who's gone through the Vietnam jungles. I'm going to go. I'll see you. Thanks.
All right. Hold on. So hold on. Let's get your number. We didn't get his number. He hung up on us. John in Bel Air with Norwood Plumbing and Heating. Call back and Chris will get your phone number so we can get in touch with you. All right. We'll figure it out. Perfect. Wow. We're making all kinds of connections here today. I was talking about keeping your bass in your live well and all that came out of the over the transom. So that's okay. Here comes. I hope that's John calling back. Where'd my email go? Hey, our phone number here is 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You can give us a call if you want to comment on any of this stuff. You're welcome to do so. I'll tell you what, this has been extraordinary. So I don't have time to get the email back up. So let me continue with this. We're talking about keeping bass alive in your live well for all you fishermen out there. So Dr. Hal Schramm and his graduate student Kevin Koretz have recently collaborated with Maryland Department of Natural Resources to draft new recommendations, and this comes through the Tidal Bass Program directed by Joe Love, who's been on the air here a few times. Basics. Water temperature in a live well increases with the heat from the sun and body heat from the bass. Ice helps to counteract this heat gain. Oxygen, number two, is needed for fish survival and is consumed by bass over time. Carbon dioxide exhaled from the bass slightly acidifies the live well water, making respiration more difficult. And ammonia levels increase when fish excrete waste but are not usually high enough to be toxic to bass. So we got four elements. Ammonia from waste, carbon dioxide that the fish exhale, oxygen needed for fish survival, and the water temperature is critical. So what do we do? How do you manage a live well? You need a thermometer. You chill your live well to no more than 5 degrees below the lake or river water temperature. So you need a water thermometer to take the temperature of the body of water. You want to chill your live well to no more than 5 degrees below the lake or river temperature. Okay, so you keep it the same as the water temperature in the lake or river. Exchange the water in the live well midday with shaded high-quality water to reinvigorate oxygen and flush waste. Recirculate continuously to aerate the water. Lowering the number and size of bass in live well lessens oxygen demands, but always use a big live well. Never exceed 1 pound of bass per gallon of water in a live well. So if you've got a 15-gallon live well, you don't want to put more than 15 pounds of bass in there. I mean, if you guys out there in a tournament catch 15 pounds of bass, and I know you do, that's good. If you have a 40-gallon tank, I don't think you have to worry too much about that. You know, because a 5-bass limit at 5 pounds apiece is 25 pounds, so you're okay with a 40-gallon live well. But that's a nice little tip there. 1 pound of bass per gallon of water. Do you know bass can suffocate? Dissolved oxygen can reach lethal levels in 20 minutes with only intermittent recirculation, or an hour and a half with continuous recirculation without water exchange. Know the signs. Bass may be swimming lazily at the bottom of a live well, rolling over, or gasping at the surface for air. Act fast. Exchange live well water midday, or if the pump breaks, use a bucket to refill your live well. And then there's a little chart here that says if your water temperature's less than 75 degrees in the spring or fall, pretty much all your fish are going to survive. 75 to 85, early summer, early fall, you're going to lose about 1 out of 5. Anything over 85, you're going to lose 2 out of 5. You're going to need ice, water, and recirculation to keep those bass safe in your live well. And there is a downloadable PDF on the DNR website. It has cute little emojis on it, which I think are pretty simplistic, but they get the point across for younger folks who understand what a thumbs-up emoji is and a, you know. Art in Severna Park. How are you, Art?
Hey, good morning there, Alan.
What's up, buddy?
You got some generous callers.
I do have some generous callers. I always have. I always, I never fail to underestimate. No, that's wrong. I love my audience. I don't know how to say it any better. I mean, we got some great people out there. You just can't say, you know, good enough things about the people listening to this show. That's all.
Strong hunting community.
Strong hunting community. Yep.
People with good hearts. Comment on the homeless guy with a flare gun.
Yeah.
He did have one advantage on his load, though.
What's that?
That crackle and pop.
That's right.
He knew he was going to get it.
He knew it, didn't he? Now, if he'd have loaded that thing up with Cheerios, he wouldn't have had much, would he? But snap, crackle, and pop, buddy.
He had that.
He had snap, crackle, and pop.
Need a bowl and a spoon.
Yeah. Should have shot him in a bowl of milk rather than shot somebody in the arm with him.
Milk primer.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to go out fish for a little while here before it gets hot.
Now, that's a good idea. You'll be out there for about an hour.
Well, I hope a little longer than that.
So, all right. Well, Thursday's the hot day, 94.
Oof.
Yeah.
It's been beautiful for at least a week here.
There you go. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, Art. Thanks for the call.
Bye now.
Good luck. I'm always thrilled by the generosity of the listening audience. And I applaud the intelligence of this listening audience for the most part. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
WCBM, Baltimore.
We have our first stretch of some hot weather coming up from this weekend into the middle portion of next week as highs climb up into the low to mid-90s starting tomorrow and continuing into portions of Monday and Tuesday. We're going to be out on this Saturday, just a few clouds overhead from this morning into the afternoon with a high to 89 degrees and then partly cloudy overnight. The low will drop down to 66. A sunny day tomorrow with a high reaching 91 and sunny and warmer on Monday with a high climbing into the mid-90s. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. Now, I don't go through the fast food or the chain store drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the marsh or going fishing. Oh, no, I'm patient. But my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me there.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now rest the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. A Red Solo cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kiss my ass.
Woo! Red Solo cup. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed.
Whatever happened? Now, they still make Solo cups, but what happened? I mean, the Solo plant here closed. Where do they make them now? I don't know. I don't know either. Yeah, something like that. Exactly. Somebody will tell me. All right. Reverend Dave Reaver, or Rover, R-O-E-V-E-R, if you want to Google it. He's an Assemblies of God evangelist, almost died 40 years ago when a phosphorus grenade he was poised to throw exploded 6 inches from his face during the Vietnam War. A riverboat gunner for the Navy's Brown Water Black Beret with third-degree burns over 30% of his body. He was hospitalized for 14 months and during numerous major surgeries and was left disfigured. And that's the guy. Thank you, Camo Preacher, for that message on Messenger today. We're at 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM 680. Anything you've heard today, you can comment on. Next hour coming up, we've got Keith Lockwood coming in from Maryland, Department of Natural Resources. Let's see. John B., and I should have thought of this, was to say thank you to Dan, who's, I'm sure, listening still, who donated the crossbow for Franz Hunt for his service to our country. That was when I grew up during the Vietnam War, Vietnam conflict, whatever you want to call it. And that's the war of my generation. World War II was my father's generation, and, of course, Korea came in between there. It looks like we may be, I don't even want to talk about Korea right now. So, Red Solo cups are made in Lake Forest, Illinois. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. June 8th, this is from Michael Sawyers, Cumberland News Times News, out of Grantsville, Maryland. A black bear weighing 508 pounds. Was struck and killed on Interstate 68 on June 2nd near Chestnut Ridge Road, according to Clarissa Harris of the Maryland Wildlife and Heritage Service. Harris said she wasn't able to find out who hit the bear or what happened to the vehicle after it struck the massive animal. Our technician said that lifting the bear onto his truck was a real test for the winch. Two other bears were recently struck and killed. June 5th, the bear was hit and killed on Interstate 70 at Hancock, but was too mangled to determine the gender or weight. On June 8th, on I-68 in Garrett County, 9 miles from the West Virginia state line, a male bear of 185 pounds perished. According to an unofficial count maintained by the Cumberland Times News, this brings to 13 the number of bears to die on Maryland roadways this year. I think it was 76 last year killed on the highway out there. A 508-pound bear struck by a vehicle. I'm putting the scenario together in my mind. Who can hit a 500-pound bear and drive off? Not even a tractor trailer. No. So I'm figuring it's two guys. Doesn't say when it was struck, but I'm going to guess it was somewhere in the wee hours. I'm guessing it's two guys going home, perhaps to our neighbors to the south. All of a sudden, the pickup stops. 1984 pickup stops dead in its tracks. Bam! Frankie, you done hit something. Murphy, I think I did. Once get out and look. Kind of scared to. What is that, a cow? Is that a cow? And the poor bear laying there breathing its last leaves out a death moan. Murph, that's a dang bear. Get in the truck. We's out of here, man. But Frankie, you's losing fluid there. I don't give a rat's rear end. Let's get going, brother. Follow the trail of leaking radiator fluid to south of the border, and you probably find the a 508-pound bear. I mean, I've seen bears come out of the woods that are almost 300 pounds. You know, I've hunted with guys that have done that in camp. Holy moly, that is a big bear. Big bear. 508 pounds. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'd like to hear one more caller before we go to the last break and then get out of here. Make way for Keith Lockwood to give us a call here. We'd love to hear from you. 508-pound black bear. Struck a, you know, it's not the biggest one that was ever taken in Maryland. Young lady from Dorchester County killed one over 600. I think it was 629 in like the second or third year of the Maryland bear season. Yeah, tremendous. Tremendous bear. Mine's done. My Maryland bear's done at the taxidermist. Haven't picked it up yet. But it's ready to go. Let's see. I'm getting texts. Yeah. Ah, Sweetheart Cup. I thought Sweetheart was Sweetheart in Owings Mills, or was that Solo? Wasn't that Solo? You sure? Now, Sweetheart Cup in Hampstead, that's where the Owings Mills facility moved to. Sweetheart. Sweetheart and Solo, the same thing? I don't know. It's a red cup. Who cares? There's millions of knockoffs out there in your supermarket. You know? So they wrote a song about a plastic cup and made a hit. Big bucks, yes. Indeed. By the way, thank you for letting us know, all of you who emailed and texted and said the streaming was back up. We did actually replace the recently deceased gray squirrel who, well, you know, it was back in the old station, back over there on Music Fair Road, it was a hamster because it was a 10,000-watt station. But when we got into this bigger facility and moved to 50,000 watts on WCBM, had to have a bigger flywheel and have, you know, a bigger hamster wheel. So we got a full-sized gray squirrel. The longevity on those things is not a lot, you know. I mean, look around your neighborhood. All the little ones coming out of the nest now. And, you know, you got flat squirrels all over the place around here now. So anyway, they actually went to Dorchester County and imported a Delmarva fox squirrel. It is illegal to kill a Delmarva fox squirrel, but it is not illegal to work one as long as you have a work permit and proper documentation. So I think it was somewhere down around the Fishing Creek Bridge. But the Delmarva fox squirrel, bigger, stronger, more robust, yeah, tiny bit slower than the gray squirrel, tiny bit. But if you've ever seen five of them on your deer feeder in Dorchester County when you're sick of deer hunting, they can take out 70 pounds of corn in like 2 days. They're immense. They're beautiful. I got pictures of them. 410-922-6680. Solo was in Federalsburg. Now Robin says Solo was in Federalsburg. I'm mixing up Sweetheart and Solo for some reason. Does it matter? Does it matter at one bit? It makes no difference in my life. But thank you there, Robin. I appreciate that. All right. We're out of here for a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members? Mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947. Or visit associatedgunclubs.org.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Hey, there's the music. Sounds like we're out of there. All right, folks. Enjoy the news a little bit. And we'll be talking to Keith Lockwood after we come back from the news break. We'll find out about fishing all around Maryland, what's going on, what's predicted. And we hope you'll stand by and join us on that. By the way, when you hear a sponsor's name, do us a favor. Mention to our sponsors that you heard about them here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Get out, stay safe.